And right now I want to turn to our after hours line.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. I have a bad problem that I want to admit and I need some help on. I have a bad check writing problem. Not only that, bad financial problem. What would be your advice to me to actually get back on track and get the things I need to be done? I haven't wrote a check in a while, but every now and then I have an urge, just like a cigarette, but I don't smoke. Please give me advice.
Okay, what do you do if you have a bad check writing problem and you're in a heck of a lot of debt? The first thing I would do is go get the book called The Habit Change Workbook by Claiborne and Pedrick. Go to chapter 17. It's a chapter on excessive spending and shopping. And it starts off, it's really cute. It starts off by saying, resolve not to be poor. Whatever you have, spend less. And that's by Samuel Johnson. So what happens if you have a bad check writing habit? Well, you need introspection very quick, ASAP, meaning you need your own self-understanding. And you want to, your effort to call me is a very good first step, but you want to find out why you're permitting yourself to make very bad choices. What's driving your particular behavior? Do you feel angry at the world and feel like you want some things that other people have, but you don't want to put in the same effort to get it? Are you envious? Or does it relate to sibling issues or parental issues? Why do you want to be dishonest? That's the essence of it, because bad check writing means that you're writing checks you know are rubber, they'll bounce, and that you're robbing people. So why do you want to be a robber? Why do you want that self-image of yourself? Well, obviously you don't, because you're calling me. And the fact that it's an urge doesn't mean it's genetic. It means that you've allowed yourself to build this into your character. You've allowed yourself to, just like any habit, to build a habit that's not serving you well. So let's say that you start to introspect, and I'll come up with just an example, and you realize that when you got your first job as a secretary, you opened up a checking account and you felt rich. You had these checks that you could now write, and it, you know, even if you didn't have the money, you could write the check and people would honor them. They wouldn't know about it till later. Now that's dishonest right there. But let's say that your holiday party is coming up at work, and your coworker comes in and says, look at this gown that I got, and she brings it in for the holiday party, and it is a gorgeous gown that she paid $200 for at a fancy store nearby. And you say to yourself, well, I deserve a gown like that too. That would look great on me, and I know I can't afford it, but I want it, and I deserve it, and why should she have it and not me? If that's your motive, then envy is driving you, very unhealthy. So you want to be able to expose why you would let envy drive you. Why not lead your own life? And you would need to, I would get therapy, definitely get some therapy for yourself. So if you then say, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about writing a bad, I'll write the bad check and I'll just do it quickly and I'll get the dress. And you go ahead and you buy yourself a dress and you get a big thrill, you wear the dress. And now that's not obviously going, that's going to be very unhealthy for you. So you want to be able to look at, this may not be your situation. You want to look at your situation to see what's driving it. Is it envy? Is it wanting something for nothing? Is it a bad habit that you got into younger, cheating, it's something else and it's related to this? It requires a lot of questions. The first thing I would do is rip up all your checks. Get rid of your checking account. Pay by cash for everything. Don't replace it with credit cards. And there's so much more I could tell you, but I recommend the Habit Change Workbook. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness, and coming up, a girl who was sent away from home at the age of 12 and is now feeling totally lost in the world. Dance, feel the good creeping up on you, so
just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Sex expert Michelle Weiner Davis has noticed that men who feel rejected sexually often express their hurt as anger. This tends to drive their partners away, which intensifies their anger. To prevent this downward spiral, men need to be good at introspection, looking inward, and women need to see beneath the anger to understand the rejection. Cutting off communication guarantees that the issues causing anger will remain unresolved. Nagging is another way of expressing anger, more often used by women. Nagging invites resistance and resentment. undermining your partner's desire to be intimate with you. And likely your partner will just tune you out. If you and your partner have unresolved problems, there are better ways to resolve them.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.